The four-time Grammy-winning African a cappella group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, will be performing February 7th at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. In this interview, founding member Albert Mazibuko looks back and remembers the spirit of world leader and their personal fan, Nelson Mandela.
It's a blessing and it's a fortunate that I have been with the group for so long, and then I wish I would stay longer.
You wish you had stayed longer?
Yes, more years to come, maybe 30 years more, 50 years to come.
Oh, okay, the years to come, yes. So with that being said, I know that you have this new album out called Always With Us, and it is a tribute to Mr. Shabalala's late wife. But at the same time, the title to me feels a little bit bittersweet because it also ties in with the fact that Nelson Mandela recently passed away. And I know that the group had a strong bond with him.
Absolutely. With this album, it took us a little longer to release it, but I think this is the perfect timing for it. As you say, that when we look even at Mandela's life and then he passed away, so he is also with us all the way, all the time.
When you would prepare for a concert for Nelson Mandela, what was different than when you were preparing for a normal concert? What certain elements did you try to bring, or did he request certain songs, things like that?
Yes, sometimes he requested some songs. And, you know, there's something very special happens every time when we're thinking about Mandela, is that he inspired you just to think about him. So when we select those songs, or we just choose those songs that he said he wants us to sing there or put the other songs, it was always the happy moment of our lives. It's something that is going to stay with us the whole time. And then I remember when we are accompanying him to Norway in Oslo to receive his Nobel Peace Prize, he requested these songs, and then it was two songs. But when we heard that we only have 4 minutes, you cannot do two songs in 4 minutes. So we came up with an idea that we combine these two songs. And then we rehearsed the song, and then we trying to get the time right until we got it right. And then we said, yes, this is it. When we get there, when we performed the song, he was very happy. He stood up, and then he raised his face. He said, Black Mambazo, Black Power. And then he sat down. It was wonderful.
That sounds like such a wonderful memory. And for you guys to have shared that experience, and that must be amazing.
It was amazing. It's something that I used to say to myself, we are the generation that we will appreciate the icons that have lived in this world, because we shared the good time with him. The time that he struggled, it was over. So now he was enjoying his fruit of his work that he has done, but he wanted to celebrate that with us. So we are very fortunate and very honored.
With that being said, it seems like I keep coming across these reports of Joseph Shabalala retiring or leaving the group. Is he retiring?
No, he's not retiring. I was speaking with him this morning on the phone, and then he said, my brother, because we call each other brother, although we are cousins. And then he said, my brother, now I feel so better today, and then I might come and join you in this tour. He said, no, but we agree that you'll relax in this tour, so you'll join us on the next tour. I know when we come back, so he will be waiting for us with the new material, because he writes songs every time, and then so he will be always singing.
If you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
I'm 65.
Do you have any plans to take some time off from the stage or step back in the next couple of years or so?
Not yet, not yet. Maybe when I'm 90-something, maybe I'll think about that.
Maybe you'll think about it. Oh, okay. When people come to this show, what should they look forward to? What is a Ladysmith Black Mambazo show like?
Ladysmith Black Mambazo show is a vibrant show. It will be a lot of singing and dancing and storytelling and jokes. And when people come to our show, so when they left, they will be different people, because our music is so inspiring and entertaining, educating, and make life nice. People that can say life is is beautiful.
That was Albert Mazibuko of the group Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They will be performing next Friday at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Visit our website for more information. Le mamizo, le mamizo, le mamizo, le mamizo, le mamizo, le mamizo.